Ta-da! No music today. Da-da, da-da, I'm singing because my music computer is at the other residence out in Temecula. Garden of the Gods, high in the mountains. Welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show, September 19th, with my two sidekicks, Isabella and Steve. And today we're going to be talking with Steve and having some fun. And Steve Barish, you know, some of you may not know him and some of you do. He comes from planet Xenon and he glows in the dark. All right, Steve, how's it going out there,
Pretty
man?
Good, man. Pretty good. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. Are you glowing tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Are you reflecting off the wall?
Oh, yeah. I love my new flamethrower.
Oh, do you?
Absolutely love it. My clients are dazzled by it.
Yeah, tell me some flamethrower stories.
Well, what happened was I had my flamethrower today, and I'm taking it off the counter, and I'm putting it about a foot away from their foot, left foot, and they can feel the energy going through their left foot all the way up to their head, out their head, down the right foot, and they are buzzing away. I can see the energy going through the purification chamber. It's just absolutely fun to use, and they feel so much better by the time they get finished. It's absolutely incredible, and they love it. They absolutely love it. They love for me to take it off the wall and put it near their feet, and it's just absolutely amazing.
Yeah, so what do they say when you're done with it?
They feel very, very calm. They feel very crisp in their minds.
Yeah.
They feel very clean in their bodies, and they feel much, much better. Much more pure.
Cool.
And I do a lot of purification with my own energy work, but the energy work that comes from the flamethrower is incredible. Now tomorrow, I'm putting up my four projectors in the room. What I've been doing is allowing my clients to feel the flamethrower without the projectors. Tomorrow, I'm going in and putting up the projectors. And it ought to be something else in the room. It ought to be the whole room should be glowing.
Well, you know, speaking of projectors, you know, people really need to use their projectors and get them now because, as I say, there's the namby-pambies out there that are afraid of the stupid times that we're in, which is nothing more than a year ago. It's just that the big business that screws everybody over anyway is getting their karma balance, you know.
Yes.
It's already planned. This is supposed to be planned like a 1929 stock market crash by the government bank, the Federal Reserve Board and other banks in cooperation, so that they could take over more of the power. The government could get control of more companies.
Yes.
So now's the time for people to get their energy fields up and get out there and become more independent. Now's the time for independence.
Yes, absolutely.
And the other thing is, you know, governments are supposed to be afraid of the people. And if they're not afraid of the people, then people are going to be afraid of them.
Yes.
And that's exactly what happens, in different countries. Like, for example, France, the government's afraid of the people. So as a result, they have a better, government for the people. They have all Medicare, everything, all the medical expenses are paid by the government and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Over here, people are afraid of the government, and so they don't do anything. And as a result, the government doesn't either for them. It does a lot for the people that run it, though.
Yeah.
So this is the time to get into the stuff that we do. If you don't have a projector, now is the time to have one, I think, anyway.
Well, the projectors are so powerful, Fred, that we've talked about this before, where I've actually sit in my living room here, and I'm looking in the bedroom right now with my projectors in there, and there's a lot of light coming from the projectors. And not only that, but there's a big ball of light in the center of the room. So these things really work. They're not toys. These things really, really put out a tremendous amount of energy.
Yeah, well, just look at it this way, too. You know, people have lost their homes. If they were homeless going into foreclosure and they had projector systems, they'd have got some kind of a salvation from right or left field.
Absolutely.
They don't get it. I mean, how's your cash flow? You're getting by, right?
I'm getting more than by. I think I'm doing very, very well. because of the projectors and because of the nuclear receptor.
Yeah, me too. I mean, we're doing fine. And I had to put this expense out to get this X1 machine gone, and I had to get the second location out there in the mountains of Temecula. So we'd have a big home where we'd have a guest house and a laboratory structure, which we have all now. I put all that out. Here comes the stupid, you know, phony recession. Didn't slow us down any. We're going great guns and setting up and getting ready to rock and roll. Now's the time to move ahead.
Right. I'm still doing 30 massages a week. I'm 66 years old. And with the projector's help, I'm cruising pretty good.
Yeah, you're doing good.
You know?
So what else has been happening?
Well, I love working for you.
Yeah, that's something we ought to talk about. Now, lately when you call in, because we had the move going on, Mikkel or Bijan or somebody in the company usually answers the phone. But because, you know, we've had Bijan driving truck and Mikkel loading boxes, there hasn't, you know, and Mikkel's brother Jason's the shipping department, he's been loading boxes. And her other brother Michael, who's our assembler for a lot of our structures, he's been loading boxes. So as a result, we've had to put the bearish on, you know. So now the phones go over to Steve Bearish in the morning, at least, sometimes in the afternoon. And we'll always have that going on, but it'll be more balanced. You know, Steve ultimately will do the morning shift, and we'll do the afternoon.
Yeah, that's great.
But right now you're doing first, second, and third shifts.
Yeah, yeah.
Because typically around here, we're, you know, because of this radio show and other stuff I do, we're late night people. We go to bed around 1 or 2 in the morning. I usually quit work around 11 to 12 midnight. I usually start around noon. So that doesn't really make me a morning person, you know. I'm sleeping or getting up and going. But I'm a night person, especially when I write on my book, because people bug me all day long, and, you know, I help them out. But you can't write a book and do all this stuff.
You got it.
Getting real interesting now, as long as it's gone. We've got a lot of new chapters. We had two books again, you know.
Right.
So
right.
Anyway, so Steve's been taking care of the of the phones and taking orders and stuff, which has been fun, and he'll continue to do so because he seems to like it.
I love it.
How do you like talking to clients?
I really enjoy it, Fred. I'm a friendly kind of a person, and people love to hear that, and I really enjoy it. I mean, I thoroughly enjoy it. People are calling up actually joyously, wanting to place orders, which is really great.
You're doing good on your orders.
Well, thank you. I'm trying to be as kind as I can, and sending love and peace to some people too, some energy, and you know, it's really I love it, Fred. I love it.
Yeah. The other thing is that because you do all the healing, it's really and I know when you come out to the shows, and people want to know about the what stone they need in their receptors, you can always help them out with that.
Yes.
So now that became a standard paradigm service, so we don't have to ask them how tall they are and what they eat and their family history. You can do it instantly.
Yes, I can.
Yeah, so that saves us a lot of work and probably the customer, the potential customer, a lot of grief having to give all this personal information out. You know?
Right, right.
I mean, you know, to me it would be embarrassing just when we ask you how fat you are, how skinny you are, and the guy says, well, our girl says, I'm 5 feet tall. And I weigh 300 pounds. Obviously, they need an emerald, but, I mean, that would be kind of embarrassing information. You know what I mean? To get out?
Yeah.
Now, I can tell everybody that I'm 10 pounds overweight.
I'm a little bit more than that.
Well, I like food, you know, but I'm also conscious of it, and I use the appropriate receptors to compensate for it and gradually erode that away. I've probably gotten down in the last 10 years, I probably lost 10 pounds.
Wonderful.
I got another 10 to go. It takes a while for me, you know. So it's not an embarrassment. It's just the way our society functions. We have a tendency to, our metabolism slows down. We have a tendency to put a little extra weight on. You know, some of my friends of my age never had that problem. But I don't think I'd want to swap bodies with them. Always an unhealthy thing about them in some way or another, you know.
Yeah. But I'm really enjoy working for you guys, and it's always a pleasure. And you and I are pretty close, so it's a lot of fun working with you.
Oh, you're more like working with us.
Yeah.
Our philosophy is nobody works for us. They work with us. If you don't enjoy working with us, then you can go somewhere else and work.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
What do you think is going to be happening over the next month?
Pardon me?
What do you think is going to happen over the next month?
I think things are going to start switching around, Fred. I think there's too much energy coming into the planet to allow this to go much further.
Yeah. Well,
I really
do.
I've
always told people to invest in gold, and so I bought some a while back, not a lot, but a little bit, enough to look at it anyway.
Uh-huh.
And 2 days ago, gold was down. 3 days ago, gold was down to, let's see, about 740-something an ounce, something
right.
like that, 745. And then suddenly, in one day, when one of these companies announces the collapse, Lehman Searson who went into bankruptcy, but it was the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac,
yeah.
and what was it, ABG Insurance, or one of those?
Yes, AIG.
AIG Insurance.
Yes.
Gold, those two announcements caused gold to jump up $103 in one day.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what does that tell me? I mean, first of all, what does that tell you when something like that happens? What feeling do you get?
I get a feeling that we're being a very, very manipulated, Fred.
Yeah.
Extremely.
Yeah. And doesn't it tell you that the people, well, first of all, the stock market is legalized gambling.
Right.
Okay. If you have legalized gambling in the stock market, it's no different than Las Vegas. To be a winner, somebody's got to lose.
Right.
Because the companies that you're buying and trading stocks are not putting a damn dime into the stock market, and in fact are sucking some of the proceeds of the the amount of money that you're trading. You know, you're buying and selling. There's a cash flow. They're sucking proceeds there.
Yep.
And when they're going towards bankruptcy, they suck more proceeds. So therefore, people at AIG and Shearson, both of those companies, you know, mm-hmm. have sucked money out, and some of these lighter investors now have nothing.
Right.
You know, why don't you just go to Vegas and play against the house?
Yeah, I mean, just put a bandana,
in
the yeah.
federal, bureaucratic, worldwide, one-world government system.
Well, what's interesting is that the Federal Reserve is saving AIG, which is a joke.
Yeah. Now, here's the deal. Okay, when Clinton was in, the national debt was down to just a smudge under $3 trillion. Okay? Today, it's over $9 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the Fed going to do? Well, they're an independent bank. They're regulated
right.
by no one. They're going to go ahead and print up enough billions of dollars to bail out these two companies. So what that's going to do, that creates inflation. So therefore, the dollar drops, and therefore gold goes up. And that's exactly what happened with that announcement, you know, yesterday or day before yesterday.
You know, it's really
crazy.
You start
to understand how this works. So the smart ones go out and buy gold.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing to do. That's an investment.
Yep.
They're probably the same people, though, that just ripped off all the people that caused all the people that invested in the stock and in the companies that went bankrupt. Those people lose. So the ones that won are taking their money to buy their gold, which they should have been entitled to.
And they're laughing all the way to the bank.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're laughing like hell.
Yep.
Because smart stockbrokers and stuff typically don't invest in gold.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the people that make money are the ones that invest in gold.
Yes.
If the stockbrokers, Merrill Lynch, for example, is another one that's going down, if they invested in gold, they would have a backup. But they don't do it. You know, they just, what they do is skim the money off of their investors, their clientele, their percentages
yeah.
they get.
Yeah.
They don't care. So if they go bankrupt, so what? What are they? They're a big internet company, a big mark on the board. They have very little assets. They don't own anything, you know. So
right.
They just don't have any clients anymore, so all the executives go home with a lot of money.
You know, people don't realize that the same thing that's happening now happened in 1938 in Germany.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
identical.
The beginning of that. Explain that a little bit.
Well, back in the days in Germany, what happened was is the same thing happened. The bureaucrats just broke everything. They ended up owning everything, and Hitler wanted everything, and that's exactly what he got. He ended up owning every company, everything in Germany. As a matter of fact, some of the pharmaceuticals were not bombed during World War II.
Oh, yeah, Merck wasn't.
Yep. was not bombed. They were told not to bomb Merck, and I think there was another one. But these companies are controlling everything.
Yeah.
And it's just a shame.
Oh, IG Farben.
Yep.
That's the other one.
Yeah. That's the other one.
But Ignatius, I forget, Ignatius something, IG Farben. Yeah, he was a real, you know. And, of course, Nelson Rockefeller had money in that war, too.
Yeah. So did the Bushes.
Yeah, and the Bushes did, too.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It was incredible.
If anybody wants to call in tonight, hang out with us. We're kind of hanging out tonight. We got some numbers here. USA and Canada is 877-876-5227. Local number is 530-876-3222, and the 800 number is 888-815-9756. If anybody wants to join in, don't be afraid to call in. We're just hanging out tonight. It's called hang time, right?
Yeah.
So how's your show been doing?
It's been doing really good. Last week was a little weak. I got on about 10 or 15 minutes late.
Yeah, I heard about that. I usually get on 4 or 5 minutes late. We always call it the late show with Dr.
Yeah.
Fred.
But usually my show is pretty good. I'm right around 30. And I'm usually pretty high on Saturday night, so it's pretty good for me.
Yeah, you know, when you say 30, that's connection.
Yes.
It has no reflection on the audience. One connection could be 5,000 people.
Right.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't understand that in the rating system.
Right.
A good rating, top of the mark at BBS is about 125, and that occurs when we have God on, you know.
Right.
The average show probably runs in the 30.
Right.
Average good show, 30 to 50 range.
Right. Well, your shows usually go off the charts. So.
Yeah, I get about 150,000 hits on my bios per month, and 40-some thousand on my archives every month, which is good. You know, I work hard on these shows.
Yes, you do.
I don't just sit around and do them.
Yes, you do. I think the most fun I'm having, though, is talking to people about the nuclear receptors, about the orbs, different things of that nature that really work. You know, the story, a lot of people don't know about the flamethrower, of how you had that in the back of a truck.
Oh, yeah. You want to tell the story?
I can, or you can, whatever you'd like to
do. Go ahead. I want to hear. I'll correct you as you go along.
Okay. Sam Jazzy, and I think there were about 3 or 4 people in the truck with you.
Yeah, there was my wife at the time, Kim.
Right.
And then, actually, no, I was married to Frauke. I've been married so many times, I can't keep the story straight. Now, I was married to Kim for 5 years, and I was married to Frauke for 12.
Right.
She was there. Ann Rainbow and her husband, Ken. Ann Rainbow was an heiress from Texas.
Right.
She made a large investment in our system at that time, but was getting a lot back.
Yeah.
Example, she bought $47,000 worth of Mac Earls, and later on sold them for $125,000 of those crystals.
Yeah.
So she made money around this. It was great. So they were the ones that were in the truck.
Yeah. Wonderful. I think somebody wants to talk to us, Fred.
Okay, go ahead, caller.
Hello? Well.
Oh, well.
What happened is that you were driving down a road. Sim Jazzy was with you, I believe.
Yeah, she was flying behind me. In her spaceship, we had a telepathic communication.
Right. And what happened was, she said, in 1 hour.
So 14 minutes.
Was it 14 minutes?
Yeah. After she got us located in the most remote area of the Jicarilla Indian Apache, up by Archuleta Mesa, where all the aliens are.
Right.
Yeah.
And she said that there would be a ship coming down very fast towards your windshield.
Right.
And it would be a gray windshield. I mean, a gray ship.
Right.
And the ship actually came down, and I guess you guys were scared when you saw it come down so fast. And then all of a sudden,
I wasn't, but they were. Ken had to remove his underwear.
I got you. Wow.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
And what happened was that the ship came in very, very close, and telepathically, Sim Jazzy put the energy of the ship in everybody's mind in the car, and they could feel how scared.
Right, exactly.
And they could feel how scared the grays were, because the grays got very close and just took right off. They felt this flamethrower, and they just took right off. Now, the flamethrower, from what I understand, from what I'm reading, please tell me if I'm wrong, but I believe that that's palladium.
Yeah, it's a palladium device.
Right.
Matter of fact, the exact one that, you know, I have, memorabilia collectors out there, right?
Right.
And David Tickle in Hawaii is a world-famous record producer. He's produced Sting, my God, Shake, Rattle, and Hum, you know, U2, In Our Systems, plus others. I mean, he's produced everybody. He's very famous.
Mm-hmm.
He was one, he started out with the Beatles, and things just went uphill from there. And when I met him back in 84, he wanted to have Our Systems. So I put a pyramid over his bed up in Nash Drive up in Hollywood, and he bought a lot of stuff. First thing that happened was that he broke his, he fractured his arm on the Portamed getting out of bed wrong. And because he'd had a couple of drinks the night before. So then he quit drinking for a while, and it cleaned up his karma.
Mm-hmm.
So then he used our quad system to buy three large estates and ping-pong them up to the one he's in now. He started out with nothing, basically, when he came here. He was in a rental house, and now he owns a huge five-acre estate on the island of Kauai.
Mm.
So he went through a lot of financial stuff using our systems. He bought two other estates before that, flip-flopped them. He had 18 acres of land on the shores of Hawaii. So he made a lot of money, not only with his career, but with our stuff.
Right.
Then he began to realize that a lot of his career was based on our stuff. Shake, Rattle, and Hum, an album at the time, sold 30 million copies, biggest album sold ever, all made in our three Firestars and an entire system that he had up in Calabasas.
Mm-hmm.
His Sting was, not Sting, but what's his name from, I forget the name of the whole band. So the guy that wears the sunglasses, the little short guy, he was like meditating every day in our systems.
Wow.
Yeah. And gave us credit. So, and then another, well, Paradigm's had official credit on a lot of albums for their success. Last one was Oingo Boingo. There was a big group out here in California that was pretty well known nationwide. Another story. But anyway, David, you know, everybody likes the Emerald Ray, you know, the Holy Ghost. We call it Munergy. And now I'm talking about it a lot tonight because that's a big topic in the country. Normally I wouldn't talk about it this much, but I want to just show people how this stuff works so they understand it a little bit better, you know. And so David realized that probably half his fortune was due to the fact that he actually used this equipment. So he started collecting first articles, like the first irradiator, the first this. So he has a collection of our items on display over there in Hawaii. And of course, the original flamethrower, which didn't have all the whistles and bells that yours has on it, is in his museum over there on display.
And wow.
I guess what I was trying to say.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a true story.
Yeah. No, I realize that... that story is really real because I did read that right on the internet, and if people want to really tune in to what you have, they should really read, go really and delve into it because there's so much knowledge out there on your internet. It's just incredible.
Yeah,
and it's really a lot of fun to read. I mean, I'm reading it and I'm just, you know, because I'm really thriving to know everything I can about what to do about pricing and different things of nature. So. It's wonderful reading that and having an idea of what you're talking about.
Yeah, you know, this has been a real interesting project with this Rays of Truth, Crystals of Light book. I'm not that, but the new one, Inside Track.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the Inside Track, it's only 2 years overdue, but, you know, Rays of Truth came out 9 years late, so that's how it goes around here.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is, I've got Dr. Michael Brooks coming on. He's a theoretical physicist. He's worked on the new CERN project down with Large Hadron Collider. We've had Michio Kaku on. We've had a lot of really famous people. We have another guy that comes on and explains about the letters of the law. He's an attorney. I mean, we have all these famous people that come on here all the time. you know. And
that's great.
Yeah, it's really fun. And bottom line is, and then we've had Colin Ross with all the 149 sub projects with the CIA with the MK Ultra, you know, the MK Ultra.
Right, right,
and,
right.
And I mean, we don't just say, oh yeah, that was an MK Ultra deal. We'll quote you the entire project, every person, blah blah blah.
So really blessed to have all this going on.
There's a caller there now. Hello, caller.
Hello, how are you guys doing tonight?
Who's that? Where? Yeah, who, where are you calling from?
St. Louis, Missouri.
St. Louis with a big arch.
Yeah, it's pretty big. You're right. You ever been up in it?
No, I never have, but I sure as hell drove by it a bunch of times.
Oh, I know that feeling.
I didn't know you could go in it.
Well, the cable broke on it last year, and they've had some part problems, but I think they've got it fixed now. I haven't been up in it since they fixed it, but that's how it goes.
Yeah. So anyway, are you a first-time caller?
No, I think I called you one other time before. I have some of your products. I just had a couple questions.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and as far as the, I only have the projector that you wear, and I hear you guys talking about the projector. Is it a good idea to wear the projector and the receptor at the same time or not?
Well, what do you think about that, Steve?
I think what I would do is wear the nuclear receptor for a little while, let that really clear your system out, and then wear the projector. I wear both, but it's a different ball game with me. So if you want to wear both, it's extremely intense.
Yeah, I've noticed that when I've had them both on, for almost like my heart wants to jump out of my chest.
Right.
And what color zone do you have in your perceptor?
I just have the it's just the standard ones. I know I have the zircon and the projector and the she told me just to get the mellow stone to start with, and that's what I don't know if it's the amethyst or what it is.
How long have you had it now?
I've had it for probably 2 years.
Oh, you got to change your stone.
Yeah, I would.
Do you have
an
amethyst in there now?
I had the original one. Mikhail gave me. She just talked me into just doing the original one to start off slow.
Yeah.
But so I'd probably need to change the stones you'd recommend.
Yeah. What does he need now, Steve?
Let me see. Hold on.
Take time.
Ruby.
Ruby.
Yes.
A ruby.
Yeah, I thought I picked that. That's pretty accurate. Yeah, you need a silver one with a ruby in it.
Okay. Yeah, both mine, a projector and my receptor, are silver. That's all I could afford at the time.
Let me tell you something. That works. I have a silver projector, and I've got four diamonds in there, and let me tell you, that thing fires as well as the gold one. So the gold's smoother, but they still fire. And
that silver back material kicks some butt.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But if you have that issue by putting on your necklaces, I would suggest buying the ruby. And also, if it's that powerful, just wear it once in a while and then take it off, put it away for a couple of days, and then try it again.
And then also, going back in the past here, when Dr. Bell was talking to Ian Punn on Coast to Coast, and when I talked about the projector and he had to learn how to work with it, how would you recommend to learn how to work with it?
Fred?
Yeah, you know, I want you to tell people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're way better at it than I am.
Okay. The projector itself is extremely, extremely powerful. What you need to do is really meditate. You're really going to have to meditate and solidly get your mind very focused. Once you get your mind extremely focused and let go, you have to let go. And once you let go, you'll be able to do and feel everything that you want. Everything that I've asked for, with the exception of money, because I don't ask for money.
Right.
It comes right to me. As a matter of fact, when I got my, I called Fred when I had the flamethrower and the projector and the receptor on. He called in a matter of a millisecond. So it's just a matter of getting everything in alignment with the universe. And that's what you have to do. You have to get rid of all your thought and just let the projector work.
And do you think it's a good idea? Like, I do have the Portamid, and I really enjoy that. You think it's a good idea to meditate under that? Or
absolutely. As a matter of fact, we were talking to a woman this afternoon, and Mikkel's going to talk to her about the Portamid for her animals. And that really, really helps animals. So I was going to call her, but Fred said that Mikkel is really knowledgeable with it. So
as you called her.
Right. Fantastic. And so, you know, it's really fabulous. I know I sleep under the Portamid, and it really works.
Yeah, I have to agree with you.
Do you have a capstone with it?
Yes, I do. I have the orb on the top of
Wonderful.
It. And also I have a bunch of Arkansas crystals. And would you recommend having the crystals in the room or around the house?
I would hang a crystal actually from the center of the orb.
Yeah, I've done that, and I shot the lasers into it. I've done all that. That was fun.
Yeah.
But I also have some big points that I have that I didn't know if I should keep in the room itself or...
What do you mean by big points? I'm sorry.
Oh, like 18, 19-pound crystals.
The crystals will work well, real well, with the mega orb and with the orb on top and the capstan and everything else in the room. Whatever you have in the room with the pyramid is going to be actually magnified.
Okay.
If you like sleeping like that.
Yeah, I do. And what would you, as far as my next step, you know, I've listened to talk about the irradiator and those sort of things. What would you think?
I have got the perfect thing for you. Master Crystal. A Master Crystal is absolutely by far the most powerful instrument I've ever had in my life. I've had people, and I have one in my massage room, and I want to get another one from Fred, so I need to get something fairly fast because they're going. But
oh, yeah, there's not many left.
Yeah, there's not many left, but this crystal thinks. Now, what happened, what I mean by think, I've had it under the table when people lie on the table. Now, I'll tell you what happens with me. I feel the energy coming in and out of the room. I see angels in and out of the room. I see the chakras open and shutting. I'm watching the cells changing. I'm watching the atomic structure, and this is all at one time. And what happens is that the master crystal under the table will actually change colors. In other words, I've had people say, "Steve, I'm getting very hot," and that's because the top of the master crystal is turning red. Sometimes it'll turn blue, sometimes it'll turn pink. And it really works. I mean, it has a mind all of its own.
Ooh.
And what will happen is, I put crystals in the room, and the crystals will actually meld to the master crystal. So you'll be able to see. Now, I see light pretty well perfectly. So I'm watching the energy from the master crystals going out and joining the other crystals in the room. And therefore, it intensifies the room just with the crystals itself. So you can really do a lot of wonderful things with a master crystal. And it's very powerful. You won't even have to worry about somebody coming into your home.
Yeah,
it's extremely powerful.
I remember reading Dr. Fred's book and talking about that, where the shop guys down in Arkansas wouldn't sell you the one crystal because that was their power or whatever.
Right, right. And I won't sell mine. And mine's probably quadrupled in price.
I have a bunch of crystals, some nice ones from Arkansas. I don't even think I have a master though.
I don't think there's any more in Arkansas. I doubt it very much.
There aren't any more down there. They're all sold out. I've got the last of them.
Well, you know what's funny is I was just up in Madison, Wisconsin, the House of the Rock, and I stopped by this quartz crystal museum, and this guy had one from the Coleman mine. It was probably about an 80-pound.
Yeah.
And I just fell in love with it, but of course it wasn't for sale.
I've got one at 105 pounds, and I got one at 120 pounds from the Coleman mine.
Yeah, knowing Ronnie doesn't hurt, does it?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
I have a smaller one around 40 pounds if you need one that's less expensive.
So basically you're saying you at least have to be about 40-pound range to...
40 pounds and up is what we found out. The way we found out, that's what the people down around Mount Ouachita have, and that's what people out here have had, like the guys over at the Bodhi tree. Long before I was into it, they were. And that's what we found out. 40 pounds and up seems to do what it's supposed to do, you know?
Right. Well, I've already noticed different things happening with the crystals. Of course, I've changed my eating habits, gone vegan. It's helped tremendously, too. But
and I'll tell you something very interesting about master crystals. If your intent is as good as you can get it, you don't need one that weighs 110 pounds. 40 pounds will work just fine.
Exactly.
But but your intent's got to be right there. I mean, you can't, you know, when I'm working with somebody, my mind's gone. I mean, it's actually gone. I'm just, whatever happens, whatever I'm told to do, that's what I do. And everything fires in that room. I've had the flamethrower turn yellow. I've seen it actually turn white around the edges, the aura of the flamethrower. So if your intent is on target and you're opened up to the universe, forget it. It doesn't matter if it's 40 pounds or 400 pounds. It'll fire.
Okay.
So I would highly suggest getting one before they run out, because, man, I'll tell you what it does for a room. It just... Oh my God! It's so powerful. You have no idea.
And if I do get one, and I know I can come up with one, because I know a lot of people down in Arkansas. Would I place it in my room under the portamid or to the side, or what was? Does it not matter? Or?
I would have to say, as soon as you get the crystal, give me a call.
Okay.
And I would highly suggest buying it from Fred. And I'll tell you why. Because Fred buys the best. He has the best crystals. He's got it. I mean, there's no question about it. I hemmed and hawed for about, oh my God, a year.
About two or three.
Oh, and he hemmed and hawed. He said, Steve, you got to buy this. I can't afford it. And all of a sudden he said, Steve, there's no more. And I bought a crystal. I bought one right away. And I am so glad I did. As a matter of fact, I'm thinking about buying another one real soon. So I would highly suggest... Fred, excuse me for saying this, Fred.
Yeah.
Fred has a feeling about things. He doesn't buy anything unless he feels it. And if he feels it with his heart, he'll buy it. If he doesn't feel it, he won't buy it.
No, I totally believe. I believe it, Dr. Fred. And my parents live in Eureka Springs down in Arkansas.
Yeah, I used to live right next door in Pleasant Plains.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's a pretty neat little community. But, no, you see a lot of crystal down there. Of course, you see some not as good as others, a couple different mines. But, no, I'll definitely
the only place the big points ever came from was the Coleman mine. They pulled about 5,500 points out before it got, and then they got down so far that water came in and you couldn't get to them anymore. And I've got the ones from there. The rest of the areas, none of the other areas have ever produced a large point like that.
Yeah, I have some couple points I got from the blocker? They call it the blocker lead, I believe, shaft or whatever it was. But I don't know if that was a good spot or whatever. But it's a nice, two nice real points. I'm real happy with them. You know, they're in the teens.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, there's a lot of, you know, there was the old Collier Creek. We could get up to an 18-pound point out of there rarely, but we did. And there's a bunch of other mines down there. The Miller
mine. Did you know Bo down there in Eureka Springs?
I've met him, but I didn't really know him. Yeah.
Yeah.
I work with a lot of Jimmy and Ron's friends down there, you know.
Yeah, he knew Ronnie real well, so.
Yeah, I met him. I remember his name because it's different.
Yeah, he was mayor down there for a while. He's a character. He's a jewelry dealer, no big deal.
Yeah, I know. I've seen his stuff.
Yeah, he's a character. But anyway, gentlemen, I appreciate your time. And like I say, right now it's just the finance on the... money's tight with everybody right now. I'm happy to have the things I have, but I always been wanting to get a master crystal. It's just one of those things to be able to afford. Let me ask you one more question as far as, say, if I'm able to find one, and it says, I see a lot of crystals. Some are split, you know, like have a split through them or whatever. Is that
real
good?
That's the junk stuff, the $3 a pound, $3.50.
Right, so you don't want nothing like that.
It's always white.
You always want something that's, it's hard to find the clear ones, but as long as they're all one piece, it'd be all right, or no?
No, I would go with the clear ones, because then you can clear them out more.
Right.
I have a 50-pound white one sitting on my roof. I use them to absorb energy. Those solid white ones with cracks and splits in them are what we call the third-grade Arkansas, and I actually got three or four of them on my roof in this house here. We use them for energy absorbers, but they're not master crystals. Master crystals are vibrating and they're alive. These things are sort of like dead, you know, but they can absorb energy and then dissipate it. They don't think very well.
Right.
Yeah. You can buy, I can sell you a 50-pound dead one, you know, for $500 if you want it. You know, it looks good, nice, beautiful shape, great big long point. $500, 50 pounds.
You have that on your website, on the Paradigm?
No, that stuff, I just have it laying around. People come and buy it, but they don't
buy
it from Master Crystals.
So would you call Mikhail and talk to her, or what would you recommend?
Mikhail?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can talk to her. I got a really nice one I can tell you that I can send you a picture of, but talk to her, and then I'll take a picture of it and send it to you. I got a really good one I can make you a killer deal on.
All right.
Yeah, you love this one.
So for about $500, somewhere in that range?
No, this would be more than that, but I'll sell you a $500 one, heavy.
Well, I'd be interested in something nice if I'm going to spend the money, but it's just, I'll talk to her and see what kind of deal you can make me or whatever.
Yeah, no problem.
But anyway, back to the receptor, any other information you want to pass along on that, Steve, to me? You said the ruby.
Yeah, do you wash your necklace every day?
I usually take a shower with it, but I need to clean it again. I know it up. Well, let me ask you this quick question.
Yes, sir.
I've noticed I get some black stuff on the back of it.
Yes.
Does that make any sense to you? Or no?
Yes. What happens is that you're getting rid of toxins, and also that your body could be absorbing the metal off of it.
Okay.
So what you need to do is take that to a jeweler and have them clean it.
Clean it? Okay.
Yes. You don't want to put anything on that other than you want to run it through a machine and get it clean. Matter of fact, I just got mine clean today.
Yeah, what we do is we gold plate ones that do that. Those silver ones that do that, people have a problem, we'll gold plate it for you.
Yeah, I think I definitely need it probably done because it's starting to, show its age or whatever, but I definitely enjoy it. But I definitely need to change the stone, like you said.
Change the stone and we can gold plate it for you. Just call Mikhail on that one. Yeah.
What would something like that cost to get, like, a ruby put in it and a gold plate it?
I don't know. It depends on it. I don't know what the gold plating is. It's not much, though. It's low $100.
Just trade in the stone and go from there?
$100. Yeah, I don't know about the stone, but it's a lot cheaper than buying another one. Let's put it that way.
Oh, I can believe that.
Yeah.
I can believe that. But anyway, gentlemen, well, I really can't touch upon anything else, but thanks for your time, and... have a great day, evening, whatever.
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Bye-bye.
Good night, Dr. Fred.
Hi, right, have a nice evening.
You too.
Good call.
Yeah, you know, Steve, when I explained the... I got my sidekick here is getting a little aggressive tonight, the one on my shoulder. But anyway, I always tell people that you wear... the receptor and it's a battery charger.
Right.
And then that once your battery's charged, you beam out your energy through the projector. That's the best way for me to explain it.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. And you know what, by the way, just so you know, we're having a splendid sunset tonight, and looking on the camera, the monitor camera that I have for the TV side of the show.
Right.
And we've got a huge audience on the viewers tonight. It's bigger than my audience normally is on the radio show.
It's great.
Huge. The sun rays are shining in, and we're all lit up in gold.
Wow.
It's really cool.
That's going
to
be short.
Go to the archives when we get this posted, because you got to see this show. And of course, Isabella, the bird, you know.
Uh-huh.
She's on my shoulder. She keeps asking for a cracker. So while we're talking to my other sidekick, did you want a cracker, Steve, or not?
I'm on Weight Watchers, but thanks.
Oh, good.
I think we have another phone call, Fred.
Okay, go ahead.
Hello, this is Mario. I called in last weekend and talked to Steve. I placed a down payment on a Master Crystal.
Oh, yeah, how are you doing?
Oh, yes,
yeah. Picture we sent you?
Yeah, since you guys were on the subject, I was just wondering if I could somehow get a picture of that Master Crystal that I placed a down payment on.
Oh, I sent it to you. I sent you four pictures.
Because I was looking through my email and I didn't really see it.
Well, that's funny because I sent them to you the day you asked for them.
Yeah, would you be able to resend that to the email by any chance?
What's your email address?
It's RIO.
RIO?
Yes, sir. 325.
325 at Yahoo, right?
Yeah, but you want to repeat those numbers, so it's 325. 325.
Yeah, I sent it to RIO325 at Yahoo.com.
Yeah, but you want to repeat 325, so it's RIO325, 325 at Yahoo.
How many 325s are there?
Two in a row.
Oh, that's why. Yeah. Well, I didn't know there was two of them.
Yeah, I tried explaining, Steve. I got to change that email actually because it ends up.
Well, what I'll do
everyone.
Is when I send you your email, you'll see, and I'll do that after the show. You'll see that when I sent it and what the address was, because I'll just resend it. Is what I'll do. I have
All right.
History of that, and I can resend it.
All right, that sounds good.
Yeah, but you got the last one that in that price range with the real clarity. I mean, the guy I was just talking to was great, but the one that I recommended for him doesn't have what this one has.
Right, I remember
that. That was the last one that I had of that clarity and that size. And there ain't no more, and there won't be any more. So you'll love it when you see it. I even backlit it so you can see the clarity on it. You're going to freak when you see it.
Yeah. That sounds wonderful.
Yeah. Well, how come you have such a crazy email address? Why wouldn't 1325 be enough?
Oh, I wasn't able to get it. I guess somebody else had it, so I had to just punch it in again.
Really? Yeah, I can understand. Sometimes when I try to do that for a password or something, you should see what I end up resorting to. It's not something that, by now I'm pretty angry, right? So I put something down that I wouldn't really consider a password, and then it accepts it, and I'm stuck with it.
Yeah, I got so many passwords on so many different websites that I end up forgetting them all.
Yeah, I have to keep a log. I can't remember them. It's all stupid, you know? Why can't your name and a number, some stupid number, be enough, you know?
Right.
Yeah, you're going to love this Master Crystal.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, actually. I was on vacation for 3 months, and I was listening to the shows, and you guys were constantly saying there's not too many left, and I'm like, man, I hope I could get back in time and put a down payment on one.
Now, you were smart, and I'll tell you what, because that one would have been the next one to go. Now, I have one behind it, but it's not as good as the one you got. It'll be priced the same way. And if it had been 2 or 3 years ago, it would have been less. But these things are going up, and I cannot get any more of these super clear ones. They just aren't available. They don't exist. I've got, like the guy that we were talking to a few minutes ago, we were talking about the Milky ones. I can get those, but when you get up in the 100-pound range, where we go with a lot of them, those are even getting expensive. I mean, there just aren't any more left, and as I've said before, they'll rent out one day. And as I've said on my shows 25 years ago, the day would come that we're, you know, experiencing now with FEMA, martial law, habeas corpus, all of this. I laid out the things 20 years ago, and it all, we're here we are, you know. And I'm saying the same things about Master Crystals. And, you know, thank God people have them, and they work. And they help people go through hard times. It's like instead of putting Prozac in your system, let the Master Crystal take care of the negative energy and process it and give you a good feeling. And
absolutely.
That's kind of what they do.
Yeah.
And people are starting to find that out now. And we're getting a good rush on Master Crystals. But like I say, we're very limited now.
Yeah, it looks a good thing. I put a down payment on one. What I had one more quick question. Would I be able to upgrade still if you still had that the 100-pounder that's on the front page of your website?
Yeah, if you want to. Yeah, that one, you can upgrade to it, you know, at some point. I don't care. But usually once a person has a Master Crystal, they don't want to upgrade anymore.
Right.
Right, yeah, that's why I was thinking I might just end up changing before I get it, because I know I'm going to put a down payment on one.
Well, you can do that deal I offered you was that day only. I mean, I had $18,000 I had to pay out that day. But I'll make you a deal on one, and as long as you haven't taken possession of it, then I can sell you one of the higher ones on payment. It's not a problem because it's an investment. I had some people here, Buddhist people here, 2 days ago, and I was showing them the Shiva Lingo crystal that I sold the Buddhist temple in 1984. It was a book written about it. A lot happened, and that 700-pounder is called the Shiva Lingo crystal, and it's in Kauai right now as we speak, up at the Buddhist temple there. Everybody in the Buddhist. I was talking to some people that work with a couple of monks with the Dalai Lama. That's what I was talking to. Two of the Dalai Lama's monks. That's what it was. And he attends a gatsu. So I was explaining that crystal, they have lasers on it, cost them $25,000. It was out of the Coleman mine. $25,000. Today, that crystal couldn't be touched for millions, 2 million. Nobody could touch it, because it, number one, isn't for sale, and if ever it was, it would be huge, because you don't find 700-pound crystals anymore. Getting up to a 100-pound crystal, and we got them priced in the $14,000 to $15,000 range, those things are going to be going through the roof. And I've got two beautiful ones here. I can send you some bat-like pictures of these. These are an investment, you know. So if you want to do payments on one of them, I'll give you a good price. But, I mean, there's only two left, and I've got them both. Yeah, just so you know.
Well, it sounds good.
Yeah, but I'll send you the pictures now that I got your correct address. Now let me know if you want. Well, you've seen the ones on the front page there. They're awesome. They're even better than mine, but because once you have one in your possession, it's not wise to switch. I'm happy with mine. It's about 64 pounds. I've had it for 30 years, 25 years, but I could get a fortune for it because it's been mine, but I'd never sell it. You just can't sell this kind of stuff.
Right.
Your energy's on it, right, Steve?
Absolutely. Once you have a connection with a crystal, you never want to sell it. It's yours.
Yeah. And the other thing is that I'm getting a 7,000 square foot place out in Temecula, which is very large because that's where the X1 project is going to be. We needed a 2,000 square foot guest house, and we needed a house that we could put a laboratory in. So we got this big place, and land is cheap down there. And everybody says, well, you're going to take your master crystal down there, you're going to put another one in. I says, no. We're leaving the Laguna Beach house intact. The whole temple vibe is the same. That's the master crystal. Yes, we'll put some amplifiers down there, like clusters, but there won't be any master crystal down there. It's right here, and that's how it goes. And I guarantee you, in life, you'll never be high and dry once you have a master crystal.
Right.
It'll never happen.
Right.
They're amazing. I mean, you won't be pushing a shopping cart around homeless with a big 50-pound master crystal in it, because you'll never get to that unless that's what you want, and then you'll have a gold-plated, gilded shopping cart if you want it. And that's how these things work, and that's why they're so valuable, because the people that finally tune in to this kind of energy find out that they really, really do this stuff. Sounds like magic. Sounds like Alice in Wonderland. Well, it is Alice in Wonderland on steroids in real life.
It's really interesting because I'm booking clients right into January right now.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of got that feeling that once I get the master crystal, I really won't look back, and that's why I had to put a down payment on one.
Yeah, well, if you want to switch it to a more expensive one, let us know. It's not a problem. But once we ship it, that's yours,
Right, right. Yeah, I understand. That's why I wanted to call in and just clarify things so I was on the same page.
Very good.
You think that 40 pounder sufficient too, though? It's a nice master crystal, huh?
I didn't. What did you say?
The 40 pounder that I placed a down payment on. You say it's a nice master crystal, huh?
It's beautiful. I'll send you a picture of it. I tried to once. I think it's very, 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 very attractive. I mean, it's got the good energy.
All right. Well, sounds wonderful. I guess I'll be in contact with you guys.
Very good. All right, Steve, so what are you doing tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow I've got two parties to go to, believe it or not.
Oh, party guy, huh? You called me, you were driving a particular car today.
Oh, yeah, I was driving my Cobra.
Wow.
Yeah, I was going to somebody's home to help them out. So
I was driving a ride in that thing, that ought to help them out, right?
It flies, Chris. It just flies.
Well, that's a good car then.
Oh, yeah. There's more people that look at that car than any other car I've ever driven in my life.
Wow.
But you drove your Ferrari out to Temecula the other day.
I took the Testarossa out there yesterday.
Oh, yeah. That's got to be. Now, that's a car and a half because you got a lot of power in that car.
Well, I got out there. It's normally an hour and a half drive.
Right.
I programmed, there's 24 signal lights going through Oceanside for 10
right.
miles. I got them all green.
Oh
I went
God.
From the
you
I-5 freeway
that.
All the way to the I-15 freeway
wow.
with only two red lights.
Wow.
There's about 30 of them all together. So I made it out there to 40 minutes. I
wow.
didn't get up to the house that quick, but I got to Temecula in 40 minutes.
Holy
unheard
moly.
Of. 40 miles through stoplights from Laguna Beach, and I did it in 40 minutes, and I never went over 120.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So they get big tickets out here.
Wow.
Then I took it up the hill, and I was having a blast up there, and then getting it in the driveway, I screwed up the bottom part of the spoiler a little bit because the gate that opens to let us in. Fix up. So I got to fix it tomorrow. I got to put some super glass on it. But.
So you got you're living in a gated community?
No, it's a gated house.
Oh, a gated house. Okay,
it's
that's
an
cool.
Estate. It's all that's about cool. programming the projectors.
Mm-hmm.
It has a big, giant gate that opens up.
Oh, by the way, you have an Andromedan ship over in
Canada.
Oh, Canada,
I had an Andromedan
right
ship in the backyard and two Andromedans. You saw the pictures.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
But there's an Andromedan ship over your home right now in Temecula. I'm looking at it.
I believe it. And if I was out there with a camera, I bet we'd be taking pictures of it.
I bet you would be. But it's there, Fred. I'm looking right at it.
I mean, and well, you know, we're going to have the house here in, you know, here in Laguna. Cal's brothers will be renting a couple rooms down below, and they're running the temple. But the upstairs section, which you've been in, which is the whole top of the house.
That's beautiful.
Is not going to be molested. It's going to be only for... For me, when I'm here, or Mikkel, or people that are special for meditation.
Right, right.
So the mass, all the crystals, everything is not going to be disturbed.
You know what's interesting is I don't know how many people you've had in there, but I
thousands.
Had a blast.
You know, Sai Baba came here once.
Really?
Yeah, he was here.
Wow.
So we had Sai Baba.
He must have flipped out.
Yeah. And people saw him. I mean, not just me, but lots of people.
Wow.
And I've had, Arabian princes here. I mean, like Arabian knights, you know.
Wow.
And a couple of kings.
Wow.
Foreign countries have been here, yeah. And you know, I mean, a lot of famous movie stars and senators and then, you know, housewives and family people and their kids. I mean, a full spectrum of the world has been in this house.
Yeah.
33 years I've been here.
Yep.
I've done at least 40 or 50 seminars, because I used to do 2 years a year. The average seminar in this house brings 40 people.
I remember.
The last one was a little smaller, but I mean, we've had like 60. I've had so many people in here in a seminar, I've had to run shifts and run
yeah.
two laser shows a night.
Yeah. Well, I had such a wonderful time there. The energy was so beautiful.
Yeah, it was good.
Absolutely.
We ran out of time.
Wow.
Yeah, so anyway, let everybody know your phone number out there.
Oh, yeah. If you need to contact me at all with Paradigm, it's area code 585-746-4966, and I'll talk about Paradigm, and I'll talk about anything that you need to talk about, and I'm more than happy to help you out.
Yeah, Steve's got it. And then the 1-800-729-2603, 1-800-729-2603 is a normal number. Call in on, or 714-499-2603.
Right.
They all go to the same line, and if Steve happens to be on the helm at that point, the calls are, he'll pick it up. If he's not around, then Mikkel picks it up. If nobody's around, it goes to the answering service. And we run 24/7, 365 around here. So,
right.
Because we're into what we do. So that give your number out again, because you can always call him 24/7, regardless of where the phones are pointed.
Right. My phone number here is 585-746-4966, and that's Paradigm's phone number and my phone number. So I'm more than happy to help people out. That's what I do, and I love doing it, so don't hesitate.
Okay, Steve, we're at 6:59 on the top of the hour.
Okay, I'm at 9:59 here.
Okay, so... This has been Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show. I've had my two sidekicks, Isabel the Bird and Steve Barish. Are you a bird, Steve?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the alligator. But anyhow, we're out of town. Miles is coming on listening to his show. It's a great show. And we'll talk to you
next week. My Saturday night shows are re-records because my equipment's been moved. We'll start new live Saturday night shows next week. Bye.